If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Cindy Perlman Gaber has our entertainment report this morning from Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. This is sad news about the Grey's Anatomy star, but we kind of knew this was coming, didn't we?
Good morning, Bob. Very sad news out of Hollywood with the passing of Grey's Anatomy star Eric Danes. Well, he had a long battle with ALS and passed at 53. The sad news came from his wife, the beautiful Rebecca Gayhart. She said, quote, "He spent his final days surrounded by dear friends, his devoted wife, and his two beautiful daughters, Billy and Georgia, who were the center of his world." Reportedly, Eric also filmed the new season of Euphoria, which comes out this spring before his passing.
Eric Danes gone at only 53. Let's get to some movie news. Is there any music personality who eventually will not have a movie about them, Cindy? Now it's Mama Cass.
You know what, Bob? There's no one. I think you could sing a song on the corner. You're getting a biopic. And this Mama Cass thing has been in the works for 1,000 years. Funny thing was, I was in the mix for being a ghostwriter on this book at one point. But it's booked by her daughter, Mama Cass's daughter, Owen, who always wanted to set those records straight about her mom, especially the fact she did not die choking on a ham sandwich. She had a heart attack. So that's one thing that will be cleared up. But this is a major biopic about Ellen Naomi Cohen, known as Cass Elliot. Had a great life with the mamas and the papas, and she's going to be played by breakout star Jessica Gunning. You might remember her from award season and the movie Baby Reindeer. Remember, they cleaned up at every award show, and she won a million awards. Great actress. And it's based on Owen's memoir of the same name, My Mama Cass. And the producers are cautioning one thing. This is not the official Mamas and Papas biopic. Just on Mama Cass, which is enough. She had a very famous Laurel Canyon house. Huge hangout for major talents. Joni Mitchell, David Crosby, Eric Clapton. All the stars hung out at her house.
Yeah, that was quite the music scene back in the day. The people who were in Game of Thrones have a new movie that'll be coming out soon. Tell us about this, Cindy.
Sure. Sophie Turner and Kit Harington played brother and sister Jon Snow and Sansa Stark for 8 seasons on Game of Thrones. But now they got the call to play screen lovers in a new horror movie opening today called The Dreadful. And they both said it was kind of dreadful because they had to kiss each other. And Sophie said, "I'm reading the script and it was like kiss, kiss, sex, kiss, sex." And I'm like, "Oh, shoot, that's my brother." She said the first kissing scene, not at things guys want to hear. She said she was retching, and it was the worst. But he came back and said, "I had to stand on an apple box the whole time because she's just so tall." So neither of them, this was a lot of acting, Bob. Neither of them were that into these passionate scenes.
Yeah, and now people are really going to want to see this movie. There's also a new Toy Story. When is that coming out?
This was a big deal. Yesterday, they finally dropped the new trailer for Toy Story 5, if you can believe we're on that number. And they're all back, Buzz, Woody, Jesse. And it comes out this summer. And the major thing is, it's the toys we love versus an evil force called technology. The little girl in question gets something so horrible, a tablet. And she's like, "I don't need my old toys. I have this tablet called Lilypad, voiced by Greta Lee. Can it be anything but evil?" And the trailer also teased the return of Woody. Remember, when we last saw Woody, he broke up with Buzz. Woody was taking some mental health time. No, not really. He was just out there trying to save lost toys at the end of Toy Story 4. And we got Tom Hanks back as Woody, Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear, and Chicago's very own Joan Cusack as Jessie. And we also have Tony Hale as Forky, and Bonnie Hunt, who we all love, is the ragdoll Dolly. And weirdly, Keanu Reeves is in this. He's wow. Duke Kaboom.
Mm-hmm. What a cast. That'll be in theaters June 19th. Are you going to leave Las Vegas to come back home to Chicago to see Bruce Springsteen, Cindy, or is he going to be out your way as well on this new tour?
Springsteen is historically not that into Vegas. It's a weird thing. He hardly ever plays Vegas. So I would love to come home, Bob, and cover this for you. What do you think?
yeah, do it. Tickets are going on sale today. Yeah.
You said yes. Come on. Tickets go on sale for Bruce Springsteen, who's launching a limited U.S. tour called Springsteen and the E Street Band, the Land of Hope and Dreams American Tour. Tickets go on sale today at noon, everybody. He's at the United Center April 29th. And for real diehards, you can road trip it March 31st to see the first show in Minneapolis. And he said this is a tour. It's political. It's in celebration and in defense of America. But Bruce says he welcomes all fans, no matter what you believe in. And he said, quote, "The cavalry is coming. We'll be rocking your town in celebration, in defense of America, American democracy, American freedom, the Constitution, and our sacred American dream."
Ticketmaster and the Bruce Springsteen website for tickets for the boss, Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Cindy Perlman, Gabriel, we'll talk to you Monday. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Also, want to give a shout-out to our pals Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. They got a good gig coming up this weekend, along with the Jive 5 and Megan McDonough, an intimate setting of songs and stories. It's Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Hey Nani. That's on Southvale Avenue in Arlington Heights. That is tonight and tomorrow for that.